This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Cincinnati Opera recently held auditions for its 2021 Summer Festival Chorus. In any typical year, the event would bring dozens of singers to Music Hall, performing nearly back-to-back for several days in a row. But this is anything but a typical year. Auditions in the age of COVID require a careful level of planning, from social distancing to plexiglass barriers. So let's talk about how it all went down. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the auditions during the pandemic are Cincinnati Opera Harry T. Wilkes Artistic Director Evans Mirages. Evans, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be with you. Thanks.
We're glad to have you. And also with us is one of the auditioning performers. He's a tenor. His name is Logan Wagner. Logan, welcome.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Evans, let's just talk in general about the state of the opera right now. Like a lot of arts organizations, I imagine it's been quite a challenging year without being able to perform in front of the crowds you're used to. What's the lay of the land over there?
Well, as you know, we had to cancel the summer 2020 season, which would have been our 100th anniversary. So we're hoping that our 2021 season will be, as we like to say, a delight deferred. And so consequently, we switched, like so many people did, to virtual programming, whether it was apartment arias, singers who were going to be with us making videos in their apartments and sharing them with our donors, special new content, both educational and entertaining. So we've tried to maintain a presence in the hearts and minds and eyes and ears of our public. And we've enjoyed the experience, but as the man who founded the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, used to say, there's nothing so good as live union music.
Indeed. And it appears that you've at least got your eye on returning to that soon. And I think a lot of people are hopeful about that now that vaccines are starting to roll out. I know a lot of us saw this week the videos out of the UK, seeing people for the first time get these vaccines. So we're all starting to think about life returning to some sense of normalcy. Yeah. So what do you think, from the opera's perspective, the hunger is for this? I mean, are you hearing from the community that they're really, really ready?
There's a tremendous pent-up demand. I think that one of the things that we as Cincinnatians love is our opera. After all, we've been around for 100 years. We had two near-death experiences in our history. One was in the Depression. One summer, we had to actually go to the Nippert Stadium to perform. So we've weathered some really pretty incredible crises. But to not be able to perform at all during the course of the summer has been a real heartache. So I think our audience is really eager to get back. And as our new chief executive, Chris Milligan, says, we will sing again. We're going to have a summer 2021 season. Obviously, our hope is that it would be closer to normal, what we have all enjoyed since the 70s, being in music hall. But if restrictions require us to pivot, we're already making some pretty exciting Plan B plans, which we can't divulge today. But I can assure you, there will be grand opera in Cincinnati in the summer of 2021.
Well, we'll look forward to following up with you when you're ready to announce what that might look like. But should the, well, I guess I should ask, in the case of both scenarios, how do you plan something as complicated as a summer festival chorus for the Cincinnati Opera, basically with two contingencies, it sounds like?
Well, you're right, it is complicated because unfortunately, as the media has reported all along, the singing voice is the biggest super spreader of them all, as it were, because you're operating under pressure, and I'm sure Logan can talk about that, but your aerosols, as it were, go farther than the normal speaking voice, than a trombone or a flute, so we have to be extra cautious. But one thing that we have discovered, and we look to Europe and some of the places that have been already performing with choruses, is social distancing applying to choruses, of course, is the same sort of thing. Masking, and there are now masks that are available for singers. They're not ideal, but they work. And also creating a situation where they are not in close proximity to the other soloists or orchestra. So the chorus may have to be slightly differently staged if we do it a fully staged production, or they may need to be in a slightly angled location if we do a semi-stage production. There are ways to skin the cat and stay safe, both for the public and for the artists.
We're talking with Evans Mirages, Artistic Director at the Cincinnati Opera. And so you're planning for the 2021 Summer Festival Chorus. You held auditions just last week. Mm-hmm. We talked about how in a typical year, dozens of singers would be at Music Hall going one after the other for several days for your consideration. What was it like this year?
Michael, it's normally about 300 singers
Oh my goodness.
About 4 days. Yeah, We affectionately call it death by Aria, of course. But it isn't, because one of the things that Cincinnati Opera is blessed with people like Logan, is that our immediate driving area encompasses two major music conservatories. Cincinnati, of course, has CCM up the hill, and Indiana University, Bloomington, is just a couple of hours away to the west. Let's not forget the University of Kentucky, and also the young women and men who fly around the country at this audition season to come to the various places that are holding auditions, not just for the chorus, but to be considered for small roles or main stage roles. So normally the audition process is a three-pronged affair, where we're listening to people who are potentially for the chorus only, or people who are advanced enough in their training to want themselves to be considered for both small roles and the chorus, and then people who are already established in their careers. So what we had to do this year is that we restricted the live auditions to people within about a 50-mile radius. That's sort of the norm in many places. If you can drive to us in an hour, we think that's pretty safe. So we had about 20 people who actually auditioned live, including Logan, who is a Cincinnatian. And the rest of the auditions, we had nearly 250 video submissions. There's a wonderful service for young singers in the United States called YAP Tracker, Young Artist Program Tracker. Very sophisticated website where you can upload videos, CVs, and whatnot. We can watch them in high quality and make comments as well. So Logan was among the few people who actually got to come to Music Hall and sing for us.
And we're going to talk with Logan Wagner. He is a tenor who auditioned for the Cincinnati Opera. Let's hear a little bit of Logan's audition.
This is Logan. Okay. Logan Wagner.
He's going to sing.
Lucio Silla.
All right, Logan. Very nice. Talk a little bit about what's going on in your mind when you're singing that and auditioning for the Cincinnati Opera.
Yeah, so that was my first live audition since this all started. Everything else has been a Zoom audition or just video submissions. So it was pretty fascinating getting to sing for people again and getting to have that kind of like live room experience and being able to collaborate with the pianist again. And so it was equally terrifying and exciting. You know, that room is always really, really great to sing for people again. And I was really grateful to have that opportunity.
This was in the ballroom at Music Hall?
Yes. Yeah.
What is it typically like when we're not experiencing a pandemic to audition for an opera?
Yeah, of course. So normally you would arrive about 10, 15 minutes before your audition time. You would give your music to the pianist or whoever's organizing the auditions, and then you would just go up, be able to collaborate with the pianist directly, tell them your tempos, and then you'd be able to sing, and you wouldn't really have to worry about, you know, taking off a mask, making sure you're distanced from people. And then sometimes you get feedback in the audition, sometimes you don't. But usually it's about 5 minutes, 10 minutes of singing, and then you get to leave and go on your merry way and worry about it for 5 months.
So are you worried about it now?
I felt pretty good about that one, but I have, you know, there's always a sense of worrisome, you know.
So Logan, you're a local guy, as Evans referenced, from the Cincinnati area. What has the Cincinnati Opera meant to you as you embark on this career that's reserved for very talented people?
Yeah, totally. I first went to the opera. I didn't know what opera was until I was maybe a junior in high school. And then I went to see Cincinnati Opera's production of Il Trovatore with Jamie Barton. And that was in 2015. Yeah. It was the first time I had ever seen or heard people produce that kind of sound from their bodies. I was like, what is this? Like, what is going on? And it was so beautiful and amazing to hear that music live. It's such a like visceral sensation. You feel it in your body when you're in the room. And so after I saw that production, I decided to start taking voice lessons here in Cincinnati and start my opera journey.
Were you singing before? Were you doing musical theater or performing in a band or anything?
I was doing musical theater. I was musical theater all day, every day.
And are you at CCM, the College Conservatory of Music at UC?
Yeah, I just graduated this past May from my undergrad degree, and I applied to a master's for this upcoming fall.
That's Logan Wagner. He is a recent graduate of CCM and auditioned as a tenor for the Cincinnati Opera just last week. We're also joined by the opera's artistic director, Evans Mirages. Evans, we just heard Logan say he wasn't even introduced to the sound of opera until he was a junior in high school. And if he just graduated from college, that's 5 or 6 years ago. Can you talk a little bit about that relationship that the opera has with local young people?
It's an amazing experience for us because so many, not just CCM, but so many young women and men who study singing just locally at some of the smaller academies or even privately, I've heard this story again and again. I first was introduced to opera by coming to Cincinnati Opera. And Logan, having made so much progress in basically 5 years, also makes me feel very old because I thought 2015 was yesterday. But the other thing that's so amazing about living in Cincinnati and loving the arts is that you hear this about people who go to the symphony for the first time and then become world-famous violinists, or kids who are taken to Cincinnati Ballet and they go on to be, you know, prima ballerina with the New York City Ballet. Cincinnati has been, for a couple of centuries, this incredible incubator of talent that starts here and goes around the world.
Excuse me, Logan, let me just ask you, as a student of opera and as someone who is trying to break in professionally now, what have you learned about your field, opera, during this pandemic that maybe you didn't know before?
Yeah, I've learned that we as performers are very capable of adapting to a situation. We all very quickly became our own audio technicians. We figured out how to set up our own recording studios basically at home, and we were able to adjust to the pandemic and kind of figure out how everything works for us then, because we're all kind of like scrappy kids, you know? We all are trying to like do our best in this field, and so we have to like do with what we're given, we have to do our best. Yeah.
And Evans, I want to ask the same to you. I mean, opera is a classic art form. It's been around a pretty long time. Is there any lasting change that you anticipate emerging to the field because of what we experienced this year?
First of all, I have to apologize for the ringing phone in the background that I cannot silence, but it'll stop in a second.
I tell everyone you don't have to apologize for these things. We are all too familiar with how they work.
Well, yes, we've learned a lot. We have learned that opera as a virtual experience has its merits, but there is a fatigue factor, and that we can, during this very, very strange time, stay connected with our audience by doing this, but what they still yearn for is live. However, what we too have learned, as Logan has said, is that one of my wonderful colleagues, who's the chief executive of the Philadelphia Orchestra, said it very well. He said, overnight, I went from being a producer of live concerts to a video production company. And the learning curve for all of us has been incredibly steep. But the things that we've learned, I think, will help us greatly in the future. I think an online presence, an enhanced online presence, is going to be part of nearly every opera company going forward. Because there are things you can do in video and in small scale that you can't do in a big opera house.
Evans, I've got 10 seconds. When do we all find out when we've made the opera?
I said you have to sing some Mozart for me first.
All right, I'll practice a little bit and try to get back to you. Evans Mirages, artistic director at the Cincinnati Opera, and Logan Wagner, one of the hopeful auditionees. Thanks to both of you for the time you gave us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.